Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, with Willie Cantu, the retired SAPD officer. And we're going to chat, my friends, again, regarding the situation that we've got here in San Antonio, as it relates to other places as well, because this is a national situation, of the crime and the position that police officers are placed in. Now, well, first of all, welcome to the show, Willie. Say hello to the folks.
Hey, how's everybody? I hope everybody's doing good. And
happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo. Well, I'm Hispanic, so it really doesn't mean anything to me. So, but I know other people use it as a reason to drink. So we have baseball games.
Don't
today.
Drink and drive, folks. Don't drink and drive.
No, there you go. There you go.
All right, Willie, we're going to talk, speaking of drinking, we're going to talk about an incident that occurred last week during San Antonio's famed Fiesta Week. Last week, there was a major shooting, 2 people killed and 4 injured, at the Market Square here in San Antonio. Market Square is one of the big, big venues, one of the big events during the Fiesta Week. And on the last day of the event, there was a shooting. And we're going to talk about that, my friends, because it really has some important ramifications. So, Willie, let's talk. Let's start talking about this. 2 individuals chose a very crowded place. Lots of witnesses, lots of people, lots of innocent bystanders, as well as lots of police officers in the area. In fact, one of the individuals, one of the shooters, was actually killed by a police officer. Now, or the police officers. I'm not sure how many actually hit him. But this individual, this one individual that did the initial murder, the initial shooting and murder, was somebody who had a terrible crime record. I mean, absolute law. And he had been arrested during the month of April, earlier in the month. He had been arrested. So apparently he was out on bail or bond, whatever, but he was not behind bars. And that situation, against lends itself to another discussion that we're gonna be having. But this situation of 2 individuals shooting it out in the middle of a fiesta event with tons of people around, both innocent bystanders, witnesses, and police, it says something. Willie, what do you think we can learn from this, first of all? What are your thoughts about this whole incident?
You know me, I like to call a spade a spade, and you're just a nice man, George. You're calling them individuals, they're crooks. And I don't know if they're gang members or not, you know. People don't understand about me. I never was a gang unit officer, only because I didn't care. If he was a crook, looked like a crook, then we would treat him like a crook. If he was in a gang and we needed to document him, well, we'd do that. But I never really got interested in identifying them, even though we had to. You know what I mean? Because I didn't want to get mucked up by going, oh, that's him, or this is that kind of gang, or anything like that. I was just, he's a crook, you know. And the other ones, the ones that want to specialize in it, in gangs and identifying them, can sort that out. I'll call them and they can do all the documentation, let them question them and all this other stuff. But I just want to get that straight. They're crooks. But as you say, one was repeat offender. I don't know the record of the other one, because everybody's kind of focused on the one, because he was in the news just before that on April 10th, where he got arrested for several felony warrants, theft of a vehicle, I'm sure burglary of vehicle enhancements and things like that, and he's out. And preliminary information says that he shot and killed the other individual, who was 20 years old. I don't know his name. You know, again, we're not focused on him really, but I don't think he was a good guy himself either. And then this guy, Mikey Valadez, who was 18, the one that had the warrants, who was also wanted that night. He had a felony warrant as well that night. And he was shot by the police officer. Again, preliminary reports say that. I don't know how many officers, definitely one that I know of, but that is the case with that situation. The alarming thing was that it happened in almost in the heart of Market Square during Fiesta, an event that the city likes to tout that, you know, it's a fun time and week of celebration. And it is. It really is. It just depends on where you go and what event you're at. And the one thing that keeps those events safe, all of them, that all have the same common denominator, is that they have police officers working security for them, and mostly San Antonio police. Now, I'd like to ask these anti-police crybabies like Act4SA, why don't you do away with police officer security at all these events? If they're going to be such bad guys, you know, and kill people unnecessarily of color, you know, kill people of color unnecessarily, like they cry all the time. Of course, they haven't touted that, but that's my dig on those people. They're so dumb, it's incredible. But these guys had this shooting, and we don't know why they decided to shoot it out. A lot of these youngsters, like, he was 18, the other guy was 20. A lot of it starts with a look, you know, just a look. What are you looking at? It's a machismo type thing, and then, you know, words are exchanged, and, you know, who knows, maybe they get into mama jokes, I don't know. But they have guns on them, and they don't fight anymore. They don't use their fists anymore, so they shoot it out. And the problem is their aim. You know, they're not probably good at handling the weapon, and they shoot blindly, what we call sometimes spray and pray. And I don't like that the other people went injured, but I hope it wasn't from the officer, you know, missing and hitting anybody. And my gut feeling is that they were hit by the fire that these two exchanged. So it just tells us, and what you're asking, you know, what does it tell us, and what is the most telling thing that comes out of that that people should be concerned about, is these crooks being emboldened to shoot it out in the heart of the Market Square. And it's not just full of a lot of partygoers and citizens and innocent civilians. There's a lot of police officers there.
Right. I mean, they were repeat. One was definitely a repeat offender. We know that. So, you know, in my opinion, we lay that blame at the feet of the district attorney again. Okay, that's another person that should be behind bars, and because he's a minority, obviously he wasn't. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, that these guys are not afraid to shoot it out in the presence of police and witnesses. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, like I said, they used to, when I was down there, and I worked several fiestas, these guys wanted to do those types of things as far away from any police presence as possible. Not, you know, knowing that the police are going to arrive and handle it. But these crooks here, and you know, I'm not saying 100% I know that, but maybe that's the only opportunity one of them had, you know, to get the other at that point. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of going, hey, you know, meet me in the alley or whatever. I don't know. It could be that, but there's too many factors that lean towards, again, their bold attempts to just commit crime in the middle of everything. Yeah. And we've talked about that several times, and a lot of it has to do with the officers not being able to handle them as they should. Mm-hmm. You know, and they, and, you know, of course they'll say that they can, but they're not guaranteed they're not going to get in trouble, whether it be administratively or caught up with this district attorney, this, yeah, Soros bought attorney. So
now let me ask you about this, because the following day after, or the a couple of days after that shootout there in front of everybody, the mayor Ron Nirenberg of San Antonio went on TV and blamed the guns, access to guns, for the shooting. What's your thought about that?
That was actually funny to me. I know probably a lot of people didn't laugh at it. I have a darker sense of, okay, good.
Couldn't help it.
Because, the stupidity of what he said.
That's a good word for
the
it.
Irony. Yeah, I mean, again, I'm done being nice to these people. He doesn't deserve any respect. He's not my mayor. I don't live in San Antonio. So I didn't vote for him either. So, but if he did a good job, then he would deserve the title of mayor. And he's not doing a good job. So what he said that he wanted to blame this incident on guns, once again, the easy accessibility to firearms. And he took a dig at Governor Abbott for making it easier for people to have access to firearms. He even put the word being political, when the irony is that dig that he gave, and it's a leftist dig because they don't like firearms to begin with. They want to take all firearms away, even from the legal gun owners and non-criminals. But he was being political by throwing out that ridiculous statement, because that's what leftists have to do, on a situation that had nothing to do with legal gun ownership. These two boys were not of age to purchase a firearm. So that had nothing to do with what Governor Abbott
Somebody should have briefed him before he opened his mouth on that. On that
point. Right. 100%. But, obviously he's not going to check into it. He thinks he's smart. And he says something that is so dumb. Now, mind you, I did listen to the whole thing, and I'd like to give credit where credit's due. And he did, thankfully, give kudos to the officers that ran towards the shots and stopped the action from continuing. But he was very careful not to use the words that should have been used. Like eliminating the threat. You know what I mean?
Right.
He didn't say that.
Well,
why
of course
not? Because the anti-police leftists would have been all over him. Like, you're condoning that violence. No doubt. So he was very careful of that, and that just tells me he's a coward.
Oh yeah.
So are so many others. And I wanted to say this: here's the irony of. We're talking about that one, Mikey Valadez, the one that had been arrested April 10th and being a repeat offender. So, mind you, he was arrested. His warrants were for theft of a vehicle. One of them was. And then they talked about him being a prolific burglar of vehicles in the rim area, particularly. So theft and burglar vehicles, burglary, are all considered nonviolent crimes, right? In the eyes of the leftists, in the eyes of the Wren Collective, in the eyes of the DA's office, they're non-violent crimes. So they always try to be softer on those things. But yet this guy was stealing mostly firearms out of these vehicles. There are pictures on the internet of him holding and posing with firearms that he wasn't supposed to possess, and most likely all of them were stolen. So I thought to the left that firearms, regardless of who's holding them, are dangerous. So how was he handled as a nonviolent criminal?
That's right. That's right. I mean, just the
when he becomes violent,
yeah.
he murders somebody. The irony is so ridiculous with these people. They cannot control the fallout from their stupidity. Because things like this happen, And again, had he been caught trying to steal that vehicle that he had the warrant for, and he had a gun on him, it probably would have turned in violent. Turned out violent.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, it's ridiculous.
Now, let me ask you about the, this whole crime plan that the city has had regarding the presence of police officers to deter crime. Now the San Antonio Police Chief, Bill McManus, also in the fallout of this shooting, very public shooting, says that he plans to start checking handbags and use metal detectors at big events. That next year at the Mercado, they are going to, at the Market Square, they're going to have metal detectors and entry points. And, you know, my question is, well, what about the arrests? What about the crime that's going on near and far from that site, away from that site, not on that site? What about the manpower, the SAPD manpower? What about that?
Well, you referenced the crime plan, you know, that which was the hotspot initiative with UTSA, University of Texas, San Antonio.
Right.
And you and I have talked about that before as well. What it does tell me is, and another crazy thing is that the Market Square was obviously not a hotspot. So, but it was treated. I mean, again, I'm being, you know, facetious, but they had the officers there. I don't know if they had enough, because I kept hearing that they didn't have enough hardly anywhere. And again, that goes back to officers just not wanting to work certain things and get in trouble. The manpower is low everywhere. The leftists are winning that job. That agenda that they have is to hinder law enforcement, and they're winning easily. And despite of, like, there was a story out that said that, oh, recruitment's up in the U.S. And again, that's a whole other story in and of itself. Yeah, what kind of people are you recruiting? You're lowering standards. I'm already hearing that over here. So no, that's not a win. And then the officers that you hire, I don't care how many officers you hire, if they are not going to do the job that they can do because of fear of getting in trouble administratively or criminally because of leftists, then so what? they're still not doing anything. They just think you put a police officer there and it's going to stop crime, which is what the crime plan shows, because they put them in the hot spots and crime has gone down at the hot spots, right? But it didn't go down when they, like I mentioned earlier in this podcast, that was in the heart of Market Square. There are a lot of police officers nearby that area, not to mention the ones off the street, because it was real close to Dolorosa. Didn't matter. They still did it. You know, and had that off, the officers not responded quick enough, that guy would have gotten away. And had somebody identified him, then there would have been a murder warrant out for a guy that they released, mind you.
Yeah, one of the things that I heard during Fiesta Week was was how much the police were overworked, and who was covering the rest of the city, for example. And again, like you said, that the left is hindering the police, hindering law enforcement, and winning. The discouragement. They are actively discouraging the police from doing their work. What are your thoughts?
No, 100%. And I will tell you this, and I don't have any hard evidence, but this has been going on for years. Like, for instance, you know, the New Year's Eve celebration downtown.
Yes.
That's a big event too, kind of like Fiesta-like as well. And I've heard our administrators, at least in the SAPD, oh, no, we have, you know, it's safe. Of course, they're trying to sell it for people to come down. It's safe. We have enough security down here, yada, yada, yada. And when you, and I've worked those events, and when you're at the roll calls and you see how many officers are there, and then you see how many people are there, per person, and the ratio was way off at that event. But I think what they use to say that we have enough officers is all the officers on duty working downtown as part of those numbers. Well, those, like you said, those are the guys working outside of the event, not within the event. And so it's always been a numbers game, I believe. I've heard that many, many times. I don't have any hard evidence of it. But again, I've seen it myself. There weren't enough officers. And thankfully, the New Year's Eve celebrations were way more peaceful than the Market Square events. And, you know, that's just, you know, we got away with a lot of luck.
Well, besides, you know, besides the shootings, which were publicized all over the place, there were fights left and right. There were fights left
always.
And right.
And, always. We used to always have that. I mean, you get alcohol, you know, involved, mm-hmm. and there was going to, and then you have gang members that are against each other, and they're going to be out there themselves, you know, partying. And then, you know, one thing you and I haven't mentioned, and we have in other talks, but there was another factor, which was, and a lot of them at the Market Square, because it's free, were the illegals, aliens, that
yes.
were down there partying.
Right.
Who don't have any respect for the police. And people think that these people come in and they just plug right in. They just become San Antonians easily. They're not from this country. They don't become Americans easily. Because, for one thing, we give them everything free.
That's
you
right.
know, they get credit cards. They're spending our taxpayer money to go party. They're not using it for essentials, which is what all the money is about. I mean, you remember when they came in from Katrina? We had those Katrina refugees after the hurricane,
right?
And they gave out these credit cards to these refugees. They weren't buying diapers and formula and food. They were buying flat screen TVs and Gucci purses and Air Jordan
and
high tops.
Lots of liquor.
Lots of liquor. It was
exactly.
That's the way these people are.
That's exactly
and these
right.
Idiots.
It is the
these
culture
leftist
of poverty.
Liberals.
Yeah, it's the
right,
culture
yeah, these
of poverty.
Leftist liberals think that, oh, I'm going to give them this money and they're going to spend it like I would. No, they're not you.
Yeah, it's a
they're going to spend it on a bunch of useless crap, and we just wasted money. You know, it is amazing how dumb these people are. But. I know I keep saying that, and at times, you know, I listen to other podcasters, and you can tell they're getting fed up, and they're before they were being real nice, they were using politically correct words, and now they're just like I am, they're fed up. I'm going to call it as I see it. They are idiots.
They're
and
really,
you know, as we're seeing
in the anti-Israel
protests, you know, yep. Queers for Palestine, really. Go over there and
see what
with your flag.
Yeah, and see
they
what
don't
they would
like
do.
You.
Well,
yes.
You know, the getting back to this issue of the illegal aliens, we are speaking, we are doing this podcast on Sunday, May 5th. This past week, there have been two instances where an illegal alien near the migrant center was shot, and then there was another one. At an apartment complex who was shot 2 days later. Now, last night, there were two bodies found near the North Star Mall or at North Star Mall. And there are suspicions that both of those individuals, they haven't been identified yet, but those bodies are of illegal aliens. So all of a sudden, you know, you've got illegal alien criminal activity that is being visible. It's been there, but it's visible now. So that's going to be an added headache to law enforcement.
Well, just like anything else, it this doesn't surprise me, because it is going to take a little bit for these people to start establishing roots in San Antonio.
Yep.
And it was only a matter of time for them to come in and realize, okay, because they were doing nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'd go over there and just hanging out, waiting for the free food for the other people to show up and give to them. And then, of course, they're saying, well, they're waiting for rides, you know, to go somewhere else or whatever else. But a lot of them are sticking around. Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they stick around in San Antonio?
Yeah.
So if they do that, and then they're free to leave in and out of the facility, then they're going to establish roots. They're going to make friends. They're going to make contacts or acquaintances. They're going to realize, like, well, all I know is crime, you know, from where I'm from. They meet someone that goes, hey, I need you to help me do the crime, and they start moving. So, again, when you increase these people into an area, then crime's going to go up. And all they know is crime. And if they're of a vicious gang member or a dangerous gang, then what do they know? Violence. That's so right. Here comes the violence. And it's not a surprise. So the hardest thing is going to be, you know, if those two are illegals that were found dead, how are they going to identify them?
Right. That's the other thing. Yeah.
Or even if
they're arrested, I mean, you're assuming that the name that they're giving you is correct, because there's no way to check against a database in Venezuela or Nicaragua or wherever they're coming from, Haiti.
No, unless they're like in the Interpol and like they're one of the most dangerous crooks, which is we've caught a few already. But What about the ones just below them?
Yeah, you know, right,
that are yet to graduate to the top of the top.
To major
you know, and the major leagues. And there's so many minor league people here that are waiting to move on up. Yeah. We have our own homegrown ones, but now we just imported more. And, you know,
it is. All right. So, bottom line, what do the citizens of San Antonio and Bexar County need to demand? And I mean really demand from the mayor and the police leadership as well.
Well, the easy, you know, again, the smart-ass part of me would be to, like, that they all resign. But we know that's not going to happen. But if I were to have an audience of these people, because every time you and I talk, we're closer and closer, and we're right already, but closer and closer to just being proven right all on and of itself.
Yep.
You cannot refute the things that we're talking about at all. I'm sorry, but you know that we're not, you know, I'm not a rogue scholar, but I know what I'm talking about when it comes to police work and this and crime trends and things like that. But I would tell the mayor that you need to grow a pair and you need to quit listening to the anti-police people that are influencing y'all and start doing what the laws say. The laws are in the books. Start following the law. Try to get together with this DA and try to talk him into doing the same. But I know that there's no way that's going to happen, because one incident happens in this city and you have the anti-leftist assisted by, or not the anti-leftist, but the anti-police leftist assisted by the media to take an incident and turn it around and make it look like, you know, it's the big bad police fault. And you know, they're too violent. And right now there's one, and I was looking at it recently. Dylan Collier posted it. There's a video of a trooper shooting a guy in the roadway that he just chased.
Yeah, the one in Converse. Yes.
Right, the one in Converse. And I tell you, that Daniela Ibarra, and I hope she hears this, you keep on asking questions. Did you think it was justified? Do you think it was justified? You asked the one Karen that videotaped it, and with that idiot with no police experience says, "Oh, I don't think so. She doesn't know what she's talking about." And then there was another story with a college professor who used to be a cop, and he was actually pretty fair. He says, "I don't have enough information to make that assessment." Well, yeah, Daniela, he's right. But you keep on looking for somebody to say he was not justified.
Exactly. They're looking for the response they want.
Right. So what makes you think he wasn't justified besides what you see on one or two videos? And the DPS hasn't, thank God they don't have the same policy SAPD does, the 48 hours and we release the body cam, because it's an ongoing, you know, investigation. So, you know, obviously, they're going to make up whatever they want, but she's only making it up out of her own biases, you know, and she's trying to shape it to show, look, once again, the police are just shooting unarmed people for no reason.
That's right.
And so that what you're asking, that's what Ron Nuremberg and the city council need to do. But that's a tough job, because, you know, Ron, sometimes he's kind of reasonable, kind of, you know, but he's got so many other idiots in the council. They won't budge, because they're leftists themselves. They're activists themselves.
They're ultra left.
So there's no way.
Yeah,
they're ultra left. They're cancer cells. You know, they're cancer cells within our city. They will not let things budge. You talked about the crime plan. Here they want to go and suppress crime on the east side. Jen and McGee Rodriguez, let's wait a minute, let's have a conversation, because he knows that it's going to put some black people in jail, and rightfully so. Mm-hmm. So we're back to square one, man. You know, so demand, did these guys do their job within the laws that are written? Not playing leftist politics and police reform ideas and the stuff that the Rent Collective is pushing. Reimagining police. What are you it's not working.
It really
is. You know, it's not working. And if you want a solution, go back to what was working.
Exactly.
At least better, you know.
At least we had fewer shootings.
Yep. Well, you know, we went through, again, the ebbs and flows. Sometimes it'd be an uptick in shootings, and then SAPD would, you know, gather together, come up with ideas, and send in some proactive units and saturate the area, make arrests, and, you know, do what they had to do to protect themselves and go home, and it would quell it.
Right.
That's what used to happen. But we can't, because you have these people looking for every single thing that hurts their feelings, whether it's the right thing to do or not.
That's it.
And then it becomes an issue.
That's exactly.
They're in the way. They're just in the way.
Yep, that's right. Willie, we're going to close, but we want to tell the folks once again that we're going to be having these podcasts on a weekly basis. It is for about law enforcement. It is for law enforcement, about law enforcement. And we need safe streets. And the only way that we're going to do it is go to people that actually know what they're talking about and ask them. So, Willie, thank you very much, as usual, for talking to us.
Thank you for trusting me. And I appreciate everybody listening. And, again, give us feedback.
Yes.
Let us know what you think. If you think we don't know what we're talking about, well, please let
us know.
We can have an honest conversation about it if you want. Or whichever. If you have a question, I don't mind answering it, especially if you're on the fence. Because if we straighten something out in your mind and you're like, oh, I didn't know that, and you spread that to someone else, well, we're doing our job.
You got it. Folks, once again, George Rodriguez and Willie Cantu talking to you from San Antonio regarding the need for good, realistic, logical law enforcement. Willie, thanks for being with us, buddy.
Appreciate it, George. Looking forward to the next one.
You got it. Once again, George Rodriguez talking to you from San Antonio.